We're back on Castle Country Focus, and joining us in the studio today, we have Ryan Peterson of In-N-Out Inspections. He's going to talk about a blood drive that's coming up this Friday. Ryan, great to have you in the studio today. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me.
Definitely. Let's dive right into it. I mean, a blood drive, this is something that you guys do three times a year, and now another one is popping up here in December.
Right. Yeah, we try to do them as frequent as possible, but we got to keep them spaced out due to the requirements, you know, how long you can go before you can donate again. So our last one was in August, and it was a low showing, so we're hoping that we can, those people that we missed in August, that we can pick up in December.
How long have you guys been doing this?
Oh, geez. These ones have been going on for like 15 years. It's just switched who sponsors it and whatnot and who puts it on, but they've been going for quite a while.
So how did you get involved with this? How did In-N-Out Inspections actually decide, okay, we want to get involved and sponsor a blood drive?
Well, years ago, I used to work for somebody that was sponsoring it, and I took it over. And then when I left them, they didn't want to take it, so I just inherited it from them. Well, actually, we started our own, and then they decided they didn't want to do it anymore, so we just picked up all their people that would show up.
So it's definitely, it's not new to you. You know the ins and outs of the blood tribe, to say the least.
Yeah, I've been doing it for quite a while. And, you know, like we were talking about a minute ago, we used to have goals that were set at 70, and we would easily get 90 to 100 people to show up. And now our goals are set at 40. And, you know, we're getting 20, 15 that are showing up. So it's something that's definitely needed. And December, for some reason, is a bad time for people to show up. So anything we can get in December is great.
Let's talk about the benefits of giving blood. First off, where does the blood go? Who does it help? And, I mean, at the end of the day, it's pretty simple. You can save a life by donating blood. Talk about the ins and outs of how this blood drive and how people, you know, giving will actually help the community and people in the surrounding areas.
Yeah, so it's something that's constantly needed. You know, it depends on, you know, what's going on. And, you know, you have a catastrophe that comes up and they use a ton of blood, you know. And typically each donation, you know, they can separate it out and it can go to three uses, which could be three different people. And so it's constantly needed. It's just, you know, not on the top list for, you know, people to show up and donate blood constantly. So that's where the, you know, importance comes in, that, you know, as many people as we can get in, the higher the number, the better, you know, we are supporting others.
Again, we're being joined right now by Ryan Peterson as we talk about a blood drive that's going to go down this Friday. It'll be at the Carbon County Event Center beginning at 9, and it will run until 3 p.m. As far as the process of someone walking in, what's that like? I mean, is it a simple process? If you walk in, you don't schedule an appointment, you just said you just want to walk in and give blood?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can take walk-ins. The best thing is to get on the schedule, and then that way we kind of have an idea how the day's going to go. But we are always taking walk-ins. Typically, if you come in on the schedule, you're going to be in there for about a half an hour, you know, depending on how long it takes for you to give blood. But if you walk in, it could be, you know, 45 minutes or longer, you know, depending on what the schedule looks like. If we're packed at that time, then you're going to have to wait just a little bit longer, because we do take the people that are scheduled first and then walk-ins.
What seems to be the biggest fear that you have encountered of someone giving blood?
So, needles, obviously.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But in the years that I've been doing it, things have changed. And at first, they were really strict about who they could take blood from, what medication you could be on or couldn't be on. But things have changed drastically. Now they've lightened it up. They you know, things have advanced. So there's a lot of people that I'll call them up and I'll say, hey, you want to give blood? And they say, oh, no, I can't because of this. But in reality, when you call the Red Cross and ask them, they say, yeah, we've changed things, so now you can donate for that, you know, medication that they're on or whatever. They're able to filter it out.
How difficult is it for you to keep up on the way things have changed? I mean, does that involve a lot of, I guess, managing in that regard, or is it kind of taken care of by the Red Cross?
Yeah, I kind of leave that to the Red Cross. Every you know, so often I'll hear about something that has changed, but when I go in there and I read the book and, you know, I'll pick up on a couple different things that have changed. But like I said, they take all that over. I always recommend to somebody that they call them if they have any questions, just to be safe. You know, I don't want to waste somebody's time.
Right.
If it's a definite no, you know, I don't want to tell them yeah and have them show up and find out it's a no. You know, so we want to make sure that, you know, we take the time and give them a call and at least ask them.
And again, you said that appointments are definitely encouraged, and to set up an appointment is really easy. They can just contact you.
Yep. give me a call at 820-6821, and that's my cell phone. So if I don't answer it, you can leave me a message, and I'll get you scheduled. We got a lot of openings. Typically noontime is, you know, when a lot of people like to come down. So we've got openings around noon right now. So give me a call, and we can get you scheduled.
And if you're scheduling an appointment, roughly 30 minutes?
Yeah, right around 30 minutes.
In and out. Maybe sore, yeah. Right? Maybe a little bit sore when you're done.
Yeah. It's not bad. No. You know? About 20 minutes after you forget, and you look down and you see that you've got the tape still on your arm, and you don't even remember that you did it.
So make sure you help out and, again, save a life. We have a blood drive going down Friday from 9 to 3 p.m. It'll be at the Garvin County Event Center. Again, Ryan Peterson joining us in the studio right now. In-N-Out Inspections continues to bring us these blood drives, and, again, the next one will be in April.
Yep. Yeah, so we always continually, 3 a year, April, August, and December. So hopefully we can have a good showing on this one and raise our goals, because right now we have to lower our goals, because what happens if I set up a goal of 40 with the Red Cross, they bring down the staff for 40, and we only do 20, that staff and those materials could have went somewhere else to another blood drive, but we're holding them up when we could have cut the staff and cut the material and saved the Red Cross.
All right, so make sure you take advantage of it. And again, give Ryan a call at 820-6821. Give the gift of life. I mean, that's a right. Fair statement, right?
Right now is a good time to, you know, think about others, you know, with all the holidays and everything coming up. So right now is a good time to come and donate.
Ryan, I appreciate you stopping by today and giving us some information. Fun to kind of talk about the ins and outs of the blood drive rather than just talking about the event. There's a lot of preparation that goes into it.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, I've got a list of 20 pages of, you know, just names that we constantly call and trying to get them to come down and donate. So there's quite a bit that goes into it.
Now, you do a great job, Ryan. I really appreciate you taking out the time once again. Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate you guys having me.
Absolutely. For more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.